Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Today we hear from Simpson College women's basketball assistant coach Claire Urias at halftime of the men's basketball game that took place on Tuesday. As heard live on 94.3 KNIA, the Storm women defeated Central for the 46th straight time and started 1-0 in American Rivers Conference play. That's assistant women's basketball coach Claire Urias for Simpson women's basketball.
Game one of our doubleheader, the Storm women win number 46 in a row over Central, joined by assistant coach Claire Urias. And coach, the Storm win 95-87. And I think the message from Coach Nemeth was, yeah, 95 points is good. Let's not give up 87.
Yep, that's pretty spot on right there.
The start of this game, it felt like nobody could miss. But I know from the coaching standpoint, you say let's put a hand in someone's face. What wasn't working defensively with allowing that much offense?
Yeah, we let their shooter, who we know is a shooter, get a little hot. She got free, so she was off to a good start. And just defensively, just having that mindset of taking that step closer. Like, we got to be close enough where they can't get a shot up, and having urgency with that.
It felt like the press didn't force as many turnovers as you would have liked. Central did a good job of kind of winning those one-on-ones. How do you adjust from that as from the coaching staff side of things, where you're not getting the layup line turnovers like sometimes this press can generate, but you're still wreaking havoc on the other team?
Yeah, no, kudos to Central. I thought they did a good job breaking our press, and that's when we got to lock down in the half court and still apply that pressure. Teams are going to expect it, so we just got to be able to adjust and have different ways that we can make an impact defensively.
I think sharing the ball tonight was one of the best. I don't even know if the assist was that well, only 18, but it just felt like everybody was making the right pass. And I know, you know, Molly Luttmer, she does what she does, but she was being aggressive when she needed to be.
Yes.
But wasn't forcing anything. Mm-hmm. And that's a very fine line, right?
Yeah, no, I thought we had a great flow to our offense, and it was pretty balanced, besides obviously Molly going off a little bit. But our girls are learning. They're starting to gel together. They're starting to figure out how each other likes to score and everything. So it's always fun we can play together.
I don't know if I've seen this many freshmen play minutes for Simpson in my now ninth year of covering. Mm-hmm. It just feels like they're still gelling, like you mentioned. But there's a nice mix of playing time, too, where the freshmen kind of get to learn on the fly with a lot of veterans. Mm-hmm. How is that mix going so far?
Yeah, I mean, they have some great leaders to learn from, and there's no better way to learn than actually getting in-game experience. Ella has stepped up huge for us. I don't even know if she's a freshman. She plays like an upperclassman. And then Carson and Morgan have stepped up at different times in different games when we needed them, and for their first year here, we've been really, really impressed. But I mean, they have a lot of room to grow and get even better.
I think I made the comment that Ella Anderson learned early, if you run the floor, you're going to be rewarded. And a couple of times tonight where she got the ball over the top. I know Morgan Pedig doesn't fill up the box score.
Yep.
But it felt like her plus 13 was the best of the night. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like she did all the little things. What is it that she does that's so well? Because the team just functions both offensively and defensively just so much better when she's out there.
Yeah, I mean, on the defensive end, she's kind of like our captain, kind of like a quarterback, you'd say. She helps, and she just talks. I mean, she just talks and she leads. And then on the offensive side, she's a facilitator. She screens, she passes. She's probably one of our best passers on the team. She's just that one little puzzle piece that our team needs to make us work really well.
I think both offensively as well, I think you knew Ellie Street and Maddox DeVault. Defensively, you knew that they could keep up.
Yep.
Offensively, it was going to be how much confidence do they have to shoot. And mm-hmm. It felt like they were both feeling it, not just tonight, but I watched them in some previous games, and that's going to be big for the team moving forward and spreading mm-hmm. things out, right? Those two, mm-hmm. whether or not off the bench stays, but just off the bench providing offense and defense.
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, Ellie and Maddox are probably our top two defenders, and they're juniors now. So that confidence they have in themselves, so if they need to score, they know they can step up and do it. If that's not their role, they'll be happy with playing defense and stepping into the other role.
And then finally, how big was it? Haley Rasmussen, your leading scorer, gets into foul trouble early.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some times where the offense was a little stagnant, allowing Central to get back into it. But it didn't feel like there was that big drop-off where we might have seen last year or the year previous where when one of your scorers goes out, mm-hmm. what do we do?
Yeah.
And it just felt like everyone kind of knew their role and how to step in and fill that void despite, again, your top scorer really only playing, I think, about 8 minutes in the entire first half.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. One thing I love about this team is we're balanced and we're a team. This team works well when we're working together. So if one person does get out or in foul trouble, this next person up. And Maddox has done a great job with stepping up into that role. And, I mean, she could be another starter for us.
57% from the field, 56.5% from three-point range. It's pretty fun to see, right?
Yeah, just okay shooting.
Holy yeah, just cow. Okay. All right, thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you a couple Saturdays
yeah.
from now.
Yeah, yep.
Have
thank
a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Once again, Simpson College women's assistant basketball coach Claire Urias on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.